It being a Mother's Day, I'll share the song with you, and it's a blessing, a contemporary blessing song, and it goes like this. Shinasha, Allah Allah go nasha, Allah Allah go nasha. She na sha bege hojola eya heinaya. Ahala ahala go na sha. Ahala ahala go na sha. She na sha bege hojola eya heinaya. She dachin hojona sha. She dachin hojona sha. She na sha bege hojola eya heinaya. Shinachi hojo na sha, shinachi hojo na sha, shi na sha bege hojo la ea hei naya. Nshinachi hojo na sha, nshinachi hojo na sha, shi na sha bege hojo la ea hei naya. Nshinachi hojo na sha, nshinachi hojo na sha. She na sha bege hojola ea hei naya. She kiji hojo na sha. She kiji hojo na sha. She na sha bege hojola ea hei naya. She na she aji hojo na sha. She aji hojo na sha. She na sha bege hojola ea hei naya. Altsojin hojona sha, altsojin hojona sha. She na sha bege hojola ea heinaya. Okay, now that's translated. It goes, there's beauty before me, there's beauty behind me, there's beauty below me, beauty above me, beauty on the right side of me, and beauty on the left side of me. I walk in beauty with, you know, beauty all around me. And that's to all the moms. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Marisa.
What a beautiful way to begin our channeling session this evening. Yesterday we were connecting with our animal guides and we ended up in the land of knowledge. And so I invite you to close your eyes and travel back to that moment where you are standing in the land of knowledge. And you are standing in the land of knowledge with your beautiful animal guide that has connected with you. And in this beautiful land that you travel, you begin walking, and as you walk, you realize you are starting to come into a valley. It is a beautiful valley that lies ahead of you. And as you travel further into that valley, you realize that you have come into the valley of wisdom. And as you move through the valley of wisdom, it becomes a little more narrow, almost like you are in a canyon. And as you wind your way around the corners of this canyon that's within the valley of wisdom, you come across a young child. A young child appears before you, and the child is crying, a little upset, and immediately you stop in front of this child who is upset and crying. And your very presence causes the young child to look up and connect into your eyes. And in your soothing, calm voice, you encourage this young, precious child to tell you what is it that makes them so upset. And with your animal guide next to you, the two of you begin to comfort and soothe this precious young child. And this beautiful, precious young child that has decided to connect with you in this very special way begins to stop crying because of your comfort. And as you look at this beautiful, young, precious child who has now stopped crying and you wipe away the tears, you pick this child up into your arms and you embrace this child and you begin to now walk through the canyon in the Valley of Wisdom with the child in your arms. And there begins to be a radiating glow of comfort and peace that is coming from that child you carry in your arms. And as you slowly move through the Valley of Wisdom, you realize that through your experience of the River of Learning and the Land of Knowledge and the Valley of Wisdom, you have all those things within you to give comfort, love, and compassion. This is your Valley of Wisdom. And in that next step that you are about to take beyond the Valley of Wisdom, you instantly merge with that precious child because that precious child represented an aspect of you, your inner child. You are merging with your own inner child. You have comforted that experience within you. It could be from this incarnation or it could be from a previous one. It doesn't matter. What matters now is that there is a beautiful relationship reestablished with that precious inner child of yours, all because you decided you wanted to come and connect and move through the Valley of Wisdom.
So continue that journey through the valley, and the Valley of Wisdom, and from the valley we just journey through the day, the Valley of the Gods. And let those, the elements, the nature, the Gaia, the wind, the sand, the water, the sky, the earth, the plants, the animals, all these elements and elementals and all these beings of the earth, feel them stronger in you. Guiding you even more into your center, your love, your compassion, your being, and your being part of all that is, of all that is here between all of us as a group and all of this land and even beyond it. There is truly no separation between us and everything else that is around us. We are all made of the same elements of earth, and energetically we are all connected. So let us allow ourselves to feel that connection in every way intuitively that comes to you now even more. Opening your heart, opening your energy field, opening even more your consciousness, your super consciousness, your elevated awareness. All that you are, through your intuition, extending yourself, allowing yourself, becoming and merging more with what we call our soul. Just as we were literally merging today with the elements of Gaia, that simply bathe us in every possible way to show us how connected we are to it, through the sand, through the water, through the sky, through the sun, and through this wind. This was a day of blessing, a way of reminding us who we really are and our connection with Mother Earth on Mother's Day, reminding us our source of our love, a love that has no beginning, no end, in a land that knows no beginning and no end. And the keepers of the land live it through hundreds, if not thousands of years, and know that they will always be here, and they always were here. So let us connect even deeper, opening more, being more, loving ourselves even more, and transmitting that love that we share and connect with one another as the days go on this tour even more, transmitting, feeling the frequency, the energy, the deep connection, the divinity and light that is always present, always loving, always knows exactly what we need in every moment. And all we have to do is to go to that space of stillness, of love, and listen.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third session on this tour where I would channel to you, this group, about something I am saying is brand new in this energy, in what you would call your enablement, in metaphysics, in your spiritual journey. And we've told you before, the newness comes from the shift. This shift that you are going through is a conscious elevator, if you choose to accept that. That's what it was designed for. A time when the consciousness of Earth starts to raise itself up. We also said again that this was also the prophecies of the ages linked to the precession of the equinoxes, and here you are. This is not something that comes from Kryon. This is something that was expected, that you have earned. It is your destiny, and it's why you're on the planet, old soul. I ask that angelicness, the properties of spirit that live with you, to let you hear this in a light that makes sense. This is not a meditation where we visualize going into that which is your soul. This is something that is done in other places and other times by my partner. This is teaching. What is the soul? This is what many have called the higher self, known by almost all of that which is humanity in other names and other words. Some speak of touching your own angels. Some speak of the higher self. But it all is a reflection of knowledge that there's something above you, which is you. And some say it is untouchable. It is beyond you, on the other side of the veil. You see it when you leave to come here. You see it when you go away. But I am telling you, it is always with you. So I want to give you a couple of the attributes for you to understand before we can even start telling you what is truly there for you. First of all, let me review this. You don't get it when you're born. It watched the earth be shaped. Outside these windows, before any human walked on this planet, long before that, it watched the ocean that was here, which shaped the rocks as you walk in the seabed today. Your soul was there then. Your soul is always and has always been. And now it is tasked, your soul, with teaching you and accompanying you and being with you as a human being. And in this new age of energy, you can start communicating with it. I have told you before that you are linear and your soul is multidimensional. I have told you that multidimensionality is the way of things in many places, if you want to call it a place. And that you are linear, living in four dimensions. But that doesn't mean that the other dimensions aren't here. They all are here. You are only aware of a reality of four. And there are many who still don't understand that. So I'm going to spend a moment describing what multidimensionality truly must be like. And all of it is beyond that which you are used to. Let me start with this. When you were a child, you learned that billions of people could give prayers to God at the same time and God could listen to them all. That God knew you, could listen to you apart from the others. This is an example of a multidimensional source. But it goes beyond that. What if you had five or six friends and they all came over for dinner? And you gave the signal and you all started talking to one another simultaneously. That wouldn't work. Not in a linear world. Even two is difficult. If they are giving you instructions and you're trying to hear them, even two is difficult. A linear human being must concentrate and focus on one thing at a time. Now you might say, well, I can multitask. That's tasking. I'm talking about communication. You might say, well, I regularly have two or three television sets on different channels during my day, and I listen to them all. No, you don't. You listen to one and the other are noise. And then you listen to the other ones, and the other ones are noise. One at a time, that's your limit. That's the linear creature you are. In addition, you are used to certain kinds of things in your reality. If someone stands next to you and they speak to you, you listen to them and you hear them. If they stand farther away, they're harder to hear. If they go in another place, you can't hear them at all. This is that which is linear. It's your reality. In a multidimensionality, every time they speak, you hear them. You hear them very clearly, no matter where they are. There is no lessening of their volume with distance. Distance makes no difference in a multidimensionality. Here is one of the things that physicists know. They have discovered something which is astonishing them, and they're still trying to understand it. But they know this, that if you have an object on the Earth and an object on Mars, let's say, and they are entangled objects, they can communicate with one another. If you touch one, the other moves. There is no distance. There is no delay. That is multidimensionality. Now I give you this so that you will give allowance for the things I'm going to tell you. You make another assumption. The more years you live, the earliest memories you have are harder to remember. Now that means that your distance in time is also part of your reality. Well, I can't remember that. It's too far long a good gift. Ask me something that happened yesterday and I'll do better. That is linear. What if I take you to a place? What if you go to a place? What if you could access a place where everything you have ever experienced anywhere is like a library of records, where you could go and pull it off the shelf and read it word by word? What if it was a video instead? And you could go pull it off the shelf and play it as it happened yesterday. That would be multidimensionality. So I will give you the first thing that you can access when you go to that which is your soul energy. I'm not asking you to go there now, although some of you will, because this is so entrancing. It's so mysterious to some. It's so exciting to some. Your Akashic record is there. Everything that has ever happened. Now let's go this, let's do this. Everything that's ever happened in your life is there. Since the day you were born, you can go to that library. You can recreate every single day. You can hear what you said and see what you did. What you were like, what you looked like. You could see your mom and dad. All of those who you've loved and lost at some level are in your soul. I'm going to tell you that in another lesson, but that video will have them right there. What if that video was holographic? What if it was the next layer of virtual video? What if it became a room and you were there and you saw yourself and you saw your parents perhaps, and it was the when you were taken home from the hospital, if you were born in a hospital? That's how vivid it is. That's there. Time does not then diminish any of it. Now that's this life. Many of you understand that the system of your soul is many lifetimes on earth as a human being. This is a subject that does not simply belong to esoteric believers. This belongs to the first, what we would call, organized religion on the planet, or the one that called themselves something under a master. Hinduism, hundreds of years ago, that was the basis. Almost half of this planet believes still in many lifetimes. It's intuitive. You start to remember. You start to understand. Things in past lifetimes are so present in this one, sometimes you carry them right in. It's the reason that musicians become musicians. Artists become artists, because some things go through that veil of incarnation and you do them again and again. There are so many examples of this. So let's take a look at that library of records. Your past lives are there on this planet, all of them, in that same library, as vivid as anything that happened right now a moment ago. Accessible to you when you go there with intent. Dear Spirit, I would like to go there and find something that I need right now. What is it you might need right now? Krina, are you telling us we could go there and actually, like a miner, mine the Akash? You can go there and get something, like get the gold that you need of you. Everything you have done in a past life is available this life. Did you know that? That's the setup. Only now Can you see how powerful it would be to go there on a regular basis and examine it? What is it you might want? Dear Spirit, I'm having difficulty with this and that. But I know in my past lives I didn't. I know that in there was me with no difficulty. Dear Spirit, let me go back into that record and grab that part of me that is me, but just the past me, and bring it to the current me. Can you do that? And the answer is yes. This is all part of this new teaching that I am giving now, something that I have referred to now for decades, is right in front of you. Is doable and possible with learning, dear angels, in these places right now. Give those that need it a glimpse that this is real. Don't make it complex. Don't make it frustrating. Remember what I told you. If any of these things appeal to you and you say, I would like that. Oh boy, would I like that. If any of these things appeal to you in that way, then tonight, just say to Spirit, Dear Spirit, I want to know more. At the rate that I can absorb them, give me the synchronicity of learning. Let me see how that might be possible for me. I don't expect it right away, but I want to know more. And that will start to happen because you have given intent for it to be. Spiritual things which are intended in this way are answered. Requests that are not in this way are often not. That's because Spirit wants the connection of you, your compassion to yourself, in kindness, but mainly the cognizing or belief that you have a higher angel of your own, ready and willing to help you in these things. That is your Akashic record. That is that record which will take you back all of your lifetimes. That is the value. That's the gold. That's the big one that we tell you is there. Oh, but if your soul is forever and your soul had no beginning and no end, do you think there is a possibility that you did this before on another planet? Wow, what an idea. The library for that is there as well. But it becomes a little more obfuscated, a little harder to get. And here's the reason. What you really need to know for your ascension today, for a status of enlightenment today, for living longer today, is wrapped up in you as a human being on this planet. Even if you had 1,000 lifetimes, this is where the learning is. And the love of Spirit knows that. And so it's harder to get to any other places and any other libraries, but they are all there. There's a door, perhaps even with a lock on it, saying, not yet. Study that which you need to know about yourself first, and all the other things will be added on. How do you feel personally about this? Is it too strange? It shouldn't be. Not for an awakening old soul, even if you don't know what is happening with you. Dear Spirit, I'm having trouble right now. Dear Spirit, I need to go into my soul. I need to pick up that which I don't even know where it is. I don't know how to do it. Please bring it to me now, because that's who I was. I earned it. I earned it for today. That is what's possible right now. I'm crying in love with all of you in humanity in general that is beginning to awaken, but the old souls first, because they will be teaching the others, not in courses and not in books, but in how they act and what happens to them, and others will see it. And they'll ask eventually, how did you do that? That's where the teaching is. Just like it's happened in this land. That's how it happens with the ancients. They speak to each other. They sing to each other. They tell stories. And that is what you will do as well, in your own way, in this lifetime and all the others to come. And so it is.